Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Bim Vav in Maseches Sota, is the 1,225th daf in Shas. I'm zochet to learn this with you from Ramat Beit Shemesh as I come back from shopping for Shabbos Kodesh, Erev Shabbos Kodesh Chanukah. The streets over here are alive, and it's always nice when I run into some of the Balbatim that I'm zochet to learn with. Over the internet, and just the streets here, Bli Ayin Hara, are alive. It's amazing to look what percentage of the streets, even during shopping, are children under the age of 10. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu protect us to be able to learn Torah with them, and to be able to continue to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and one day to be Mekayim, all of the mitzvos that are here in Arzeinu HaKadosha. Our Mishnah on the bottom of Memches Amid Beis is going to continue on with the halachos of Egla Arufa. Our perek, of course, is perek Egla Arufa. And we're going to get to the actual process of the Egla Arufa. Arufa means when its head is removed. And, of course, that goes, as you've seen in the previous dapim, for an instance where there was a dead body that was found by a city. And we're going to discuss the halachos of the zakenim of that city, bringing the Egla Rufa. The daf is going to get involved with many halachos of Kodshim. And we're going to talk about the psul of mum by Kodshim and contrast that to the issue of whether there's a psul of mum when it comes to the Egla Arufa. And we're then going to also discuss the halachos of Para Aduma, which come up a lot in our sugya. And the Gemara is going to get a lot involved into the process of the Egla Rufa itself. In other words, the halachos of Egla Rufa. Of course, it would be appropriate, as I'm sure you did, to look up the halachos of Egla Rufa as they appear in Dvarim Chaf Aleph. In other words, to look up the entire parsha, to read the entire parsha of Egla Rufa, as is appropriate to do at the beginning of our parak. Let's see the mission. Nifteru Ziknei Yerushalayim v'holchalahem. After the Ziknei Yerushalayim had come and measured the distance between the city to find out which city it was closest to, as discussed in the previous daf, and they left. Ziknei Osa Ha'ir Mevin Eglos Bokar. Then the Zikanim of the city that the dead body was closest to, then they bring the Eglos Bokar Asher Lo Mashcha Ba'ol. It had not done any work. Ve'ein Amul Posilba. And our Mishnah tells us that a mum is not possible for an Egla Rufa. In other words, an Egla Rufa can have a mum. Umaridin Osal Nachal Eisan, and the Egla Rufa is taken to a Nachal, a river, which is also Eisan. Eisan, the Mishnah explains to us, is a rocky area. Eisan Kimashmo. Eisan means that it is translated by the art scroll, in other words, in the art scroll Tanakh, as harsh. The Gemara says, Mishnah says, Eisan Kimashbo. Eisan is a simple meaning. Kasha, but what happens if it's hard? Afal Pisha Eina Eisan, but it's not a Eisan. If it's not hard, nevertheless, kasha. In other words, Eisan is Kimashmo, kasha. Eisan means, like the Taich, as we mentioned from the art scroll, is that's a hard, rocky area. But if it's not Eisan, but still a Nachal, it's kosher. V'orfin osa bekupitz me'achareha. And then the head is severed with a hatchet from behind the animal. U'mekoma osur milizroa u'milavod. And then that area where this, for lack of a better term, ritual takes place, is prohibited to grow and to seed and to grow anything or work anything there. Umitur lisrok sham pishtin ulanakar sham avon. The only thing that's permissible to do there is to clean out flax and rocks. Ziknei osia rochitzin es yedeh b'mayim b'makam arifa shel egla. Then the next thing that's done is the zakenim wash their hands. Obviously, that is very symbolic. Yodeinu lo shafchu es adam hazeh. They're cleansing their hands in the area of the arifa shel agolim. Va'aymrim yodeinu lo shafchu es adam hazeh ve'einenu lo ro'u. And they say also their eyes haven't seen at all. V'chi al da'teinu, explains the Mishnah, did it come on to our mind, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is also Shezikne Bez and Shovchen Damenhein, that they were mamish murderers, they're literally murderers. Ela Sheloi Ba Al Yadeinu Upatranu Bilo Mazen. We're not guilty of, the Zikanim say, of letting our guests go without food. And we didn't leave our guests without giving them the appropriate escort. Let Hashem forgive Klal Yisrael. And don't let innocent blood be spilled in Klal Yisrael. There are two parts of the pasuk. One is kaper la'amcha that we just read, and then the pasuk concludes v'ni kaper lahem hadam. So the Mishnah tells us that the kohanim don't need to say that v'ni kaper lahem hadam. Elo ruach hakodesh mivsartam. But rather, the pasuk means that the ruach hakodesh sends us the message she'emosai tase kocha. Hadam mischaper lahem. When you go through the whole process, then v'nikaper lahem adam. Then the dam that was shed outside the city will be forgiven if you do the process of egla rufa, as described in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, we learned in our Mishnah that a mum, if there is a blemish in the carbon, which is described, the halachos of mumin are described in Maseches Bechoros. If there is a mum in the carbon, we know in Kachim it's possible. But by Egla Rufa, in our Mishnah, we learned it's not. Asks Gemara, V'yei mum poisel be'egla mikal v'chomer. A mum should be posel when it comes to Egla Rufa, based on kal v'chomer. Uma para, when it comes to the paraduma. She'ein hashan in posel aspa. There's no age that the paraduma has to be. Yet, mum posel, but if there is a mum, it's posel. Egla. Shishan and Poseluspa. We learned that the Agla has to be a certain age. It has to be only up until a year, explains Rashi on the first narrow line of Memvav Amid Aleph. And there, if there has a requirement of Shanim, Shishan and Poseluspa, Einoi Din, Shiei Mum Poselba, certainly the Mum should be Posel. Says Gemara, Shani Yosem Nam Mekrash, or Ein Bo Mum. The Teirak Deisha says when it comes to Paraduma that it can't have a Mum. The beginning of Parashas Chukas. Mum, Pesel, that the mum is posel specifically when it comes to paraduma, where it is explicitly mentioned, but it's not posel when it comes to agola. Elamiyat asks the Gemara, lo yushar avedes peseles ba. What other avodas, work being done to the egla rufa, should not make it posel? Alamam rav yudam rav iniach ala oida shel sakin psula, uba agola ad shetimshech. The halachi is that when it comes to egla rufa, if you pull it, then it's going to be pasul. In contrast to parah aduma, we're more machmir, that you can't even put a package on top of it, even if it's not a heavy package. Asks the Gemara, if we're going to say that when it comes to a miut, that once you have a miut, then you cannot learn a kal v'chomer, so why is it that when it comes to parah aduma, however, when it comes to paraduma, it says beferish ol belvad. Rashi points out that the only psula is ol. And how do we know that the halachi is that not only ol but shara vodos, if you put something on top of it, but even if you pull it as well, the halachi is that it's also going to be pasul shara vodos. So it must be that it's a kal v'chomer. Asks the Gemara, but we just got through saying whenever there is a miut, we don't learn a kal v'chomer. So once again, the halacha is that when it comes to parah aduma, all types of avodos, including an ol, makes it possible, as well as being moshech. By egla rufa, it's only when you're moshech. Asks the Gemara, but by parah aduma, it only says ol. And therefore, Moshech should not be possible. Must be that you learn a kal v'chomer. Madach, the halacha is that when it comes to paraduma and all is possible, certainly Moshech. But here you have Xeris HaKosav, Asher Lo Ola Ola Ol, which is mentioned by paraduma, which would indicate only that, says the Gemara, Shani Parad Yalfin and Ol Ol Me'agola. There is Xeris HaShave of Ol Ol. Asks the Gemara if that's so. Egla Nami Tesi Ol Ol Mi Parah. So we should learn Agzer Shavah, and therefore when it comes to Egla Rufa, any type of item that's put on the Egla Rufa should make pasul. Mid Rachmana ba ba gola. Mid Rachmana ba. Excuse me. The Torah says ba. Where does the Torah say ba? Asher lo ubad ba. The Torah by Parah Aduma says. So that means to tell you that there are some halachos that are only by Parah Aduma and not by Egla Rufa. Ask the Mar ba gola nami ksiv ba. But also says ba from Egla Rufa, maybe don't apply the halacha of Moshech to Paraduma. Answers the Gemara, humi boilin mute kodshim. Delo pasal ba avoda. It's coming to tell you ba that by Egla Rufa that Moshech is a problem. Asher loy moshcha be'ol. But that halacha does not apply to all other karbanos that are consecrated for avoda in the Mikdash. Humi by the mute kachin apostle bavoda. Salkadai the chaimina. I went and thought, Lacey be kavachomer me agola. You should learn out kavachomer from Egla Rufa. Uma agola. She'ain ba poisel ba. She'ain mum poisel, excuse me, ba. That mum is not poisel by Egla Rufa. Aveda poiselis ba. But avoda would be poisel. Kachim. Shemum poisel bahen. And it didn't shavoda poiselis. And I would have thought that when it comes to kachim, any mum is poisel. So kavachomer avoda. If you use it for anything, it will no longer be able to be used for kachim. So then, we don't say that. Why? Ikal mifrach, you could ask on that kavachomer. Ala ganesh shekain shanim poiselis. You could ask on that kavachomer entirely. That when it comes to an egla rufa, there the halacha is only a year old is kasher. Atu kachim. So says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Atu kachim mileka, the pasul by shanim. All kachim have the halachos of shanim. So therefore, that kal v'chomer wouldn't be challenged from any halacha of shanim. And therefore, we would have a kal v'chomer. And ki itzrich gra. So the reason why we need the pasuk is for the following. Lahanich kachim de pasul bo shanim. That when it comes to kachim that have a halachos, those kachim that have halachos of their age, so then I might make a kavachom and say that they should be pasul bavoda. So that's why it says ba by Egla Rufa to tell you that that part is not applied. Says the Gemara, really, is this a source? Kachim de lo pasul bavoda mehacha nafka mehasa nafka. Is that the source where you learn out from ba by Egla Rufa? We learn out from another pasuk. Iveres, O Shavur, O Charetz, O Yaveles, O Gerev, O Yalefes, Lo Sakriv, Eilel Hashem. In Vayikra Chav Beis, it tells us all different types of movim that's expounded on in Meseches Bechoros that make Kachim Pasul. So then, Eile Yatim Akriv, those are Pasul, Ala Yatim Akriv, Kachim Shnev Ben Avoda. So there's a Beferish Gerev Sakasav, these are Pasul, but Avoda is not Pasul. So why do we need the special Gerev Sakasav when it comes to Egla Arufa? Answers the Gemara, Itzrich, we need Salkadai Techamina. I would have thought, Hani Mileicha, the Ovid Ben Avodas Heter. That only applies when he does Avodas Heter. Avodas Isser, but if he does Avodas Isser Emelitzeru, I might think that it makes the animal asur tzricha. That's why we need the pasuk. What is avodas heter and avodas iser? Avodas heter are things that you're allowed to do, according to the Torah. Avodas iser, says Rashi, 5 lines at the top on the left column, is on Shabbos or Klayim. So then I might think that that would make it possible for kachim. The chiddush is not. Asks the Gemara of Anami Mehachanafka, the last narrow line in Vav and Aleph, Umiyah Benecha Lo Yisakrivu. You're not allowed to take from a goy. But kachim is used for avoda. You can. So we already have that miut. Why do we need the above mentioned miutim from Vayikra Chav Beis as well as from Egla Rufa? That kachim b'avoda is kosher. Answers the Gemara in the last word on the first wide line. Itzrich salkadai techamina hani milheichid da'avid behen kishu hein chulin. I might think that when is the halacha that one is allowed to use the animal that has been used for avoda for kachim is when they were used for avoda when they were chulin. Ava ala behen kishen kachim emelitzru. But if you used the animals when they're kachim, then I might think it's aser tzricha. So for that we need the pasuk of ba from Egla Rufa to tell us, even when it comes to avoda that they were already kachim, it's going to be aser. Period. Gufa, three lines into the wide. I'm involved in alf. I'm Rav Yudam Ravini Chaled. Oida shel sakin. If he places a bundle, some read as uda, a bundle of packages, what my son from school calls a pekale, a pekale, a pekale. There, the only thing that the kids here in Israel think a pekale is a lot of candy. Uda shel sakin, if they put a pekale on it, psula. Uba'agola ad shetimshach. The halach is, and when it comes to paraduma, simply putting a pekala on top is going to make a puzzle. And when it comes to eglarufa, it's until the animal is pulled. That's the halacha. Mesive asks the Gemara, all ein li ela, all sharavoidis minayin. But we learn in a brisa, how do we know that not only a burden that's put on it, but sharavodas make it possible. Amar kavachomer, that's what we mentioned above. Uma agola she'ein mum poisel ba sharavodas poisel ispa. Any other work which we refer to as being moishech is possible by egla rufa para. She mum poisel ba ein oidin she sharavodas poisel ba. Certainly other avodos make it possible. Asks the Gemara now on the psak of Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. And if your pshat is correct, nemar kan ol v'nemar lahalon ol. Ma lahalon sharavodos poslos ba afkan sharavodos poslos. Maiv im nafshecha lomar. What exactly is im nafshecha? V'chi teima ikal lemifrach. And if you're going to ask, says the Gemara, ma lagola shekein shanim poslos ba, that agola should be more chamor. That shanim apostles inami koshim echichu shemul posla ve'ein avod apostlen ne'mar kan all ve'ne'mar lahalonar. That's what the Gemara says. That just like it says all by paraduma, it says by eglarufa malahalon sharavodos afkan sharavodos. Just like when it comes to eglarufa sharavodos are posel, so too when it comes to paraduma, it will be posel as well. Now the Gemara concludes the question of Rav. Umimakom shebasa, and from the place that you're learning paraduma, malahalon achetimshech afkan achetimshech. Why is that paraduma is more chamor? We should say just like when it comes to eglarufa, it's only if it pulls with the burden on top of it that it's possible. So too over here, when it comes to paraduma, the same halacha should apply. Answer the Gemara Tanoihi. You're right. According to the Tanu, who says that the source is going to be Egla Rufa, now the Gemara is singing a different tune. And the Gemara is saying that if you learn from Egla Rufa, then it shouldn't be more Chomer than Egla Rufa. Above, we had suggested otherwise. Now the Gemara says, no, that when it comes to this Tana, he must be learning it out from Paradum itself. What does it mean, Paradum itself? This Sanya, Gemara explains, we learned in a brisa, all eli ela all sharavedes minayin. We know that all is posel by para aduma, but the brisa itself asks, how do we know that all other avodas are going to be posel by para aduma? Talmud loyma ashalo ela all mikol makom. When it says ashalo ela all, it means any type of all. In other words, any type of avoda whatsoever. Imke matam lomar all. So then why does it say all altogether? Explains the Gemara. When it comes to para aduma, all poisel bein mishas avoida bein shle mishas avoida. Any type of burden doesn't even matter. It could be it's enjoying itself, it's pasturing. But if it has an all, automatically it's going to be poisel. However, shara avoida same poisel sel mishas avoida. But if it's pulling something, it's going to be have to be pulling something that it's being worked. Not that it's pulling its, let's say its calf, just to either playing with it or raising it. So then in such a case, then it won't be posel. Ve'ema asks Marv, that's a drasha, shalo aleha all klal. Why don't we say as follows, that a shalo aleha is a klal. We're now going to ask from the idea of klal pratu klal. So a shalo aleha refers, is in general, it's a klal. All is a prat, it makes it specific. Klalu prat. Now you have a klal a prat. What did we say in Rabbi Shmuel this morning? Ein bechlal el mashe prat. The only thing that remains is the prat. All in media achrini loy. Answers the Gemara, asher ribuyahu. Well, it says asher, that's to be marba other things. V'tanyinami, we also learned in a brisa, agola ki agavna all, ein li ela all, shar avodos minayin, tam lo ma asher lo ovad ba, mikol makom, any type, asher lo ubad ba, any type of work, im ke ma tam lo ma all poisel be mishas avoida, be mishol b'shas avoida, shar avodos ein poisel b'shas avoida. So we saw there was a similar opinion in regards to Egla Rufa, that it's not only all that's going to be possible, but all is going to be possible, both b'shas avod and shalom b'shas avod. Shar avod is only possible b'shas avod itself. Ve'ema asher lo ubad bo klal, all prat klal. Asher lo ubad bo is going to be klal. All is going to be a prat. And we should say, klal prat, ein b'chlal mashu prat. All in midyach minilo, asher ribuyahu. And the Gemara says that asher is going to be ribuy. So same idea we had in regards to paraduma, we see also in regards to egla rufa. According to this opinion that says the meshicha is going to be posel when it comes to egla rufa, according to the opinion of this brisa at the time, that's b'shas avoda. Amar Rabbi Avo, boy, me name Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Avo said that Rabbi Yochanan was asked, Meshichas ol bekama. How much Meshicha do you need to do when it has an ol for it to be considered possible? Amalei k'melo ol, the amount of the ol itself. The size of the ol itself also needs to be pulled. Asks, the Gemara now clarifies, Ibailu ark la'arko ularachbo. Is it the length of the burden that's on top of it the animal has to move, or the width? Amaluhu mirabanim v'Reb Yaakov Shmelu didim farshim minei d'Reb Yechon mishichas ol l'rachbo tefach. That it would be considered a significant pulling of the weight that's on top of it if it is the width, which is the size of a tefach. Why did you say both l'rachbo tefach? V'leima tefach. Why didn't you just simply say it's a tefach? Ha'kamashman is coming to tell us, shi'ura da'ol tefach ave. The shear of an ol is considered tefach. So it's telling us two halachas. Number one, what's the psul for egla rufa? Number two, what's considered a halachic ol? L'may nafkamina. For what nafkamina did we learn that halachic ol is considered is a tefach? Gemara says, l'mekach u'memkar. That if a person sells his friend, that he sells to him the amount that's called an all. I'll give you an all worth of wool. So then it has to be something that's the size of a tefach. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Shulman, pnei ma amar Torah hevi egla benachal. What is the reason agadically that the egla rufa is done in a by a stream? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yavah Davar Shelo Asa Peiros. Bring something that does not give off fruits. It has not given off fruits. What's that? A female calf within the age of a year. V'yarof b'makum shein asar peiros. And let it be beheaded in an area that doesn't have fruits as well. V'yachaper al mishlo iniyacho lasos peiros. And let it forgive for someone who didn't allow for someone else to give off fruits. My peris ilam aperia verivya. If you're going to say that what we're talking about is that the individual will not be able to have more children, what happens if the victim was an elderly man or a person who was sterile that can't have children? Ela mitzvos. What it means is you've cut off someone's life who can no longer do mitzvos. The city that's responsible for this person's death. Where it continues on the bottom line, the Mishnah told us that you do it in a rocky area that has a stream, and the Mishnah also told us that if you can't find an eson, an area that's rocky, it's not makiv. How do we know that the word eson refers to a rocky area? Shenemar, as it's found in Bad Midbar Chav Dalet, eson moishavcha, that when the Torah describes Bilam's prophecies, when he saw the people called the Keni, he said, Eson Moshevecha, that they're going to be in Eson, Visim Besela Kinecha, and you will place by the rock, Kinecha, your nest. So we see that the area of Eson is rocky. Ve'oimer, and the Pasuk says in Micha, Shimu Harim Esriv Hashem Ve'esanim Mostei Aretz. So also the Pasuk describes the Esanim as those who are most de aretz as being hard, the hardest part of the ground, in other words, the rock. Acher mamram, others suggest another makar minayin le'esan shuhu yashan. How do you know that when it comes to esan, it doesn't mean hard, as we had suggested, but rather it means old. Shnemar goy esan hu, goy me oilam hu. It's very, very interesting what this says about the name Eitan, or esan, depending where you live, how you pronounce it. But either way, there are two different understandings. Either esan means old, or it means strong, and a sela, a rock. We learned in our Mishnah, as the Gemara continues, five on the top, men five on base. V'arfin oisa b'koipitz me'achare. It's beheaded with a hatchet from behind. My timer gomer arefa arefa michata sa'if. The word arefa is also used by the carbon of, and there it's done mimul arpoi. So the same root. Ayin Reish Fei applies both by Chata Sa'of, where the neck is snapped from behind of the Chata Sa'of. So too, over here. We learned in the Mishnah that by the Egla Rufa, the area that it's used, you're not supposed to plant or work. Tan Rabban Asher Liyavet Boy. The Pasuk says that it's not supposed to work. V'lo Yizara Lisha'avar. Simple reading of the Pasuk is that we're referring to when the Pasuk says that you're supposed to use an area that has not been worked. So over there, the Pasuk says, V'yiridu ziknei ha'ira hiyas ha'egla el nachal isna asher lo ya'oved boy v'lo yizara. It sounds like that it hasn't been worked in the past. Divrei Rabbi Yosha, that's how Rabbi Yosha understands. Obviously, our Mishnah seems to be not like Rabbi Yosha. Rather, our Mishnah seems to be close to Rabbi Yosha. Rabbi Yosha amir lahabba. Rabbi Yonasan says it first to future. Rava Amar Lehaba, Dukulei Amar Lo Pligi, Dichsiv V'lo Yizara. Rava says, everybody says, that it says V'lo Yizareya. The Pasuk precisely beforehand, I was reading without the Nekudos, but here the Nekudos, of course, are critical. Asher Lo Ye Oved Boy V'lo Yizareya. So Rava argues, everybody would agree that the Pasuk is referring to the future. Lo Yizareya means it will not be seeded in the future. Ki pli, when is there a machlokas l'shavar? Rabbi Yoshia savar miksiv v'lo yu'abad. Yu'abad means in the future. Asher lo ye'aved mas is mashma in the past. So that's what Rabbi Yoshia argues. Rabbi Yonasan miksav asher lo ne'evad. It's a question of what's considered past and whether the word of asher lo ye'aved is referring to the past or not. Rabbi Yoshia says it is. Rabbi Yonasan says no, then it would say asher lo ne'evad. Rabbi Yoshia Asher Lisha Avar Bimashma. Rabbi Yoshia says that once you have the word Asher, that indicates it is in the past. Rabbi Yonasan Asher Ribuyu. And Rabbi Yonasan says the word Asher is open for a Ribuy. Umutar Lisrok Sham Pishtan. That area can't be planted or worked upon. However, you're allowed to comb flax, Lunakir Sham Avanim, and to clear out the area from stones. Tan Rabban Asher Liyavid Boy Velo Yizareya. Ein Liel Azria. We know that the prohibition is to plant. What about doing other types of things? Furrowing, pruning, etc., etc. Tamalom asher lo yaved boy michol mokum. Any type of work is awesome. Okay, ma tamalom v'lo yizare. So why do I need the pasuk not to plant? If asher lo yaved boy is anything, so then including in that is planting. Loy malachot, coming to teach you mazriyam yuchedas shihi begufa shel karka, just like zriya is done in the actual karka itself. Af kol shihi begufa shel karka. Anything that's done in the actual karka itself is going to be aser. Could very well be that any type of work in the karka. I wonder what would halacha be about putting pipes through the ground. Reb Chaim Kanievsky has a whole sefer about the halachas of Egla Rufa. Yeah, and the area, of course, of Egla Rufa as well. Yatzasrikas pishtam nikra avanim she'enam bigufa shel karka. Comes to exclude the cleaning of the flax and removing the rocks. That's not a tikkun in the land. Veimar shel yoved boy klal v'lo yizareya prat klal prat im klat al mashu prat zriya im midiachrina lo. The Gemara asks, why don't we learn a klal prat and say the only iser is dafka planting? And so the Gemara asher ribuya, asher itself will contradict the klal prat because asher itself is a ribuy. We learn that our mission zikneo are ha'ir roichetzin yideyan. The elders wash their hands. Tan rabban v'chol zikneo yirahi hakroivim el hachol yirchetzu as yideyan. This is repeating the pasuk vav in Perikhof Aleph, that says that the Ziknei Ha'ir wash their hands on top of the carbon. Shein tam lo ma'arufa. Why does it say the egla ha'arufa? It should just say the egla. We know in the previous pasuk that its head was chopped off. Matam arufa makam rifasa shel egla. It's telling us that they're supposed to wash on the area where the egla was beheaded. V'amri yodin lo shavchu es adam zeh v'ineinu lo rav. V'chi al libeinu also shebezen shavchin dam. Similar to what we saw on the bottom of Mem Vav and Aleph. Would it dawn us that the bezen are the murderers? El lo ba li yodinu upatrunu below mazons v'rivinchunu below levia. Similar drasha that we said before. That's what the whole process is to say, that the bezen is not guilty of not escorting the fellow. Of course, the tremendous lesson here is that the leaders of the community have a responsibility how the entire community acts. What a tremendous, tremendous responsibility. I've walked into shuls, walked into communities where people are so warm and so welcoming, and I've walked into communities where it's less so. And it's a scary thing for someone to be a leader in a community where the midos are lacking. Tanya, hayere meir ame kaifun lulav. Levaya sheschar alviya ein lo shir. We force people to be mekayim the mitzvah of levia because levia doesn't have a particular shir. In other words, even the smallest amount is all that's necessary. Shenemar, we quote the pasuk that proves the significance of the mitzvah of levia of escorting somebody, and we'll get back to the lashon of the Gemara in a moment. Kovu levia sheschar halevia ein lashir. Shenemar v'yiru hashoyimrim ish yoytzim in yir v'yoyimru loy. This is a pasuk in Shoftim. Hareinu na'es mevoy yir v'asinu imcha chesed. The shomrim here means the lookouts, and this is the house of Yosef, who had gone to Beis Kel, as described in the beginning of Shoftim, and they noticed somebody who could show them the directions to the city. And the pasuk says, "Vayare mis mavoy ha'ir." He showed them the entrance into the city, and then the pasuk says that they dealt with him kindly. Uksiv vayare mis mavoy ha'ir, machesed asimai shekol ha'yisayir hagul fi cherev. As the pasuk says, and this man was saved. In other words, that if you help somebody with Levi, ultimately you're going to be saved. The pasuk continues, "Vayelesh ha'ish eretz achitim ayiven ir vayikrash moy lus hishma ada yom hazeh." That the individual who was saved because he helped those people from Yosef got to build the city of Luz. Tanya, he Luz, and what was Luz? Luz is that special city that has tchelas. It's all about tchelas. He Luz. When Eretz Yisrael was destroyed by Sancherev, it wasn't destroyed. When Eretz Yisrael was destroyed by Nevuchadnezzar, it was also speared. And even the Malach HaMoves doesn't have Rishus to pass through that city. So what happened when people had to die? El Zekeim Sheba, people in Luz, Bizman Shedaita Katsa, at the time that their Das was short with them. Some explain that what that means is that they were frustrated with life. Yotzin chutzachama, they would go outside the walls. Achronim have an interesting kasha. Isn't that suicide? So that has implications maybe as far as issues of passive euthanasia, etc., etc. Vehein mason, and they would die. Valod varm kavachomer. And this is an amazing kavachomer. Maknani zeh shelo diber bepiv v'lo halach biraglov garam hatzalalo. A knani who just lives in the city, because once upon a time the people were malave, then that it saves them just being connected to it. Lo lazar atzov kados, and therefore that person, all his generations that came after him, are now saved due to that mitzvah of levia that was described in the beginning of Shoftim. Misha as levia baraglava achas kama v'kama. Certainly someone who actually does levia itself. The Maral in his Chidush HaGos spends time explaining a very, very cryptic line over here. We force the people in the city to do levia because the mitzvah of levia doesn't have a shear. What is the relationship between these two comments? To the point that the Sefer Minchas Sota doesn't do all of the explanations of the Maharal, but rather just changes the girsa. And he says, Vischar Levia ain lo shir. There's no connection between the two. Now the Gemara clarifies what happens in Shoftim. Bameh hera lahem. What did the fellow from the city that ultimately ended up founding Luz, what did he show to the Shomrim in the city? Especially now that we've just got through saying that he didn't do anything. So, Bamer Haralehem, what did he show them? In other words, we said that he didn't even do an action. So, Chizkiah Amar B'Piv Akamlem. Chizkiah says that what he did was he showed them directions with his mouth. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Be'etzbo Haralehem. He showed them with his finger. Tani Kalasa Rabbi Yochanan. B'Shvil Sheknani Zehara Be'etzbo Gorm Hatzol Lo Luzara Atzov Kol Adoros. The schus of Levi is so great that it saved all future generations that came from this Knani. Tani Kalasa Rabbi Yochanan. B'Shvil Sheknani Zehara Be'etzbo Gorm Hatzol Lo Luzara Atzov Kol Adoros. Amar Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. Hamahalach Be'derech. Someone goes on the way, ve'ein lo levia, and he doesn't have anybody to escort him. Yasuk b'Torah, he should be osik in Torah, quoting a beautiful pasuk in Mishneh. Shenema, as the pasuk says, ki levia aschein heim l'roshcha va'anakim l'gargaro secha. That Torah is a levia; it escorts us. Gemara continues with Agatov Amar Bishua ben Levi. Shvil arba psiyah shelava paroi. La Avram, we know that Paro escorted Avram out. Shenemar Hitzavalot Paro Noshim, that Paro commanded his people to escort Avram after wrongfully taking Sarah, Mishtabda Bebonav Arba Meoshana. Then we became indebted to Paro, to Mitzrayim, that we have to serve 400 years. Shenemar Vavadum Vinu Asam Arba Meoshana. So you see how one person could get up on somebody else by simply doing levui. If you escort him four amos in the city, the one who was escorted will not be heard. Ravina ilave the Rav Bar Yitzchak dalad amos beir. Ravina escorted Rav Bar Yitzchak. Matul yadis hezik of his atzil, and someone approached Rabbi Bar Yitzchak to damage him, and he was saved due to the levui. Tana Rabban Harav LeTalmid Ad Iburo Shel Ir. When you have a case of a Rebbe that's escorting a Talmid, even a Rebbe escorts his Talmid, up until the Ibur of the ear, that's the area that's considered the ear in Hilchos Erevin. Chavel Chaver Atchum Shabbos. One friend to the next goes out even further to the Shpurim Shabbos. Talmud l'Rav ein lo shir, and the amount that a Talmud is supposed to escort his Rebbe, there is no shir. Goes on forever. Now the Gemara interestingly adds, v'kama, and how much is the smallest amount that a Talmud is supposed to escort his Rebbe? Amar Rav Sheshes ad parsa. Applies the parasa. V'lo amrin el rabba shena muvak. And that only applies to your Rebbe who is not your Rebbe muvak. Ava rabba muvak sholosh parasos. But rabba muvak, he's supposed to escort sholosh parasos. Now it's very interesting. The halacha also of paskening within sholosh parasos of rabba muvak is the same amount. Sholosh parasos. That's an interesting halacha. I've heard from my Rabbi of Nevin Sal Shlita that rabba muvak doesn't necessarily mean that you could have only one Rebbe Muvak. You could have a Rebbe Muvak who taught you how to learn Gemara well, and another Rebbe Muvak who taught you Halacha, another Rebbe Muvak who taught you Midos and Derech Eretz, etc., etc. Baruch Hashem, it is Shabbos, Erev Shabbos Chanukah, not yet Shabbos, but it's getting closer and closer, so we're going to have to stop today's daf over here, about 12 lines from the bottom. Amen. Vav Amabez. Be'ezer Hashem, on today's daf, we had discussed the halachos of Egla Rufa. And one of the most important halachos we had learned is that a mum is posel by Paraduma and by Kachim, but is not posel by Egla Rufa. And in general, Paraduma is more stringent than Egla Rufa because a Paraduma, even if there's no work that's done to the cow, if there's any oil that's put on top of it, it will become posel. In contrast to Egla Rufa, it also has to be pulled or other avodos that are done to it. We also discussed the Nachal Esan, in which the Egla Rufa is slaughtered. And then we learned the significance of Levoi in the very famous Chazal that the Ziknei Ha'ir are atoning for the fact that they did not do wrongly with their guests by not taking them out and giving them the appropriate escort. They were unaware of this guest. And the Gemara then goes on to the beautiful, beautiful midos and rewards for someone who does escort somebody else, and the tremendous responsibility that even a Rebbe has to escort his own Talmud, and kal v'chomer for a Talmud to escort his Rebbe, shalosh parsos, which is also the same measure that's prohibited to paskin within the distance of one's Rebbe as well. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Mem Vav in Maseches Sotah.